When you break down the revelation of God, when you stop to think about what is it that God is really trying to tell us, it really is quite simple. He loves us. Every time we turn around, every time we read a section, it's really about God saying, I love you, I love you, I love you. Jesus said the same thing to people that were on the peripheries, people who were outcasts. I love you, I love you, I love you. But there's a catch. Not a catch with the fact that God loves us. God always loves us. But for us who hear the words, we have to accept that love and live out of it. That God knows the best way for us to live, and all we have to do is listen to him and live that way. Today, we celebrate St. Teresa of Avila, the great Carmelite sister, doctor of the church, who went around reforming the Carmel convents of her day. One would think sometimes that if you've made something that's much better, namely getting the Carmelites back to their roots as contemplatives, you'd be seen as a hero. And certainly we do today. But that was not the case in her day. Much like our days today, there was a lot of noise when St. Teresa of Avila lived. There were a lot of distractions. There were a lot of things that took away from a spirit of prayer and actions that came out of that spirit of prayer. She reminded us by her life, by what she wrote, by her friendship with St. John of the Cross, she reminded us of the power and importance of silence, of taking that time where there is no noise, where we simply spend time in contemplation with our good friend, the Lord Jesus Christ.